Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Previously on The Legacy of Gaia. Sit down, Finn, Nyakak said calmly. Just sit down. Before we know, we'll be butchered by morning. This is episode 19 of The Legacy of Gaia. Theus was wandering the stone halls deep in the Valhalla, wondering where his caretaker had gone for the day. It was most unlike him to just disappear. The old man took long gliding steps down the ancient corridors and suddenly realised some of these hallways he had not visited for a long time. The Valhalla itself was surprisingly large, and the only person who knew more than anyone about it was Aslo. Theus took a puff of his pipe and closed his eyes. He could almost smell the years that had passed between these walls. He wondered what Diego Manstru, the founder of this Valhalla, who was once a disciple of Gaia himself, would think of this place now. There had to be many changes, of course, but all in the name of progress. Inside, outside, and whatever lay between these walls. Progress is never looking back, Manstru had announced when opening the Valhalla, according to scripture. And how do we know how far we've come? Theus thought. As he walked further along, his feet making slight, lonely, punctuating sounds in the air, he looked at either side of the wall and pondered the occasional paintings that hung there. There was Damascus IV, a man known for slaying half of the Dark Clans during his lifetime. Damascus sat facing the left side of the painting as if he was also looking down the corridor, which led into a dark abyss. His clothing looked dignified and of a deep crimson. His dark features and bright eyes were staring towards the middle distance, as if not sure where to rest. His right hand clasped a long sword, ready to strike at any moment. Theus moved onwards, and from the shadows appeared a long figure, clearly in a rush. For a moment, he wondered whether it was Diego himself coming to advise him what to do, or perhaps the enemy had finally entered these inner halls. Theus stopped until he saw that it was Milius and laughed ever so slightly to himself. What's the matter? He called out. Theus, have you seen Aslo? He's been taken in for questioning by Colum and I cannot find them. I have been looking for him myself. Questioning, you say? Yes, sir. I believe Aslo has been set up to look like the perpetrator of the theft, but we both know that he's not. Milius was looking up and down the corridor. Theus paused and took a long suck of his pipe, which clearly annoyed Milius. But Colum believes he is? The headmaster asked, his head bowed. Yes, sir, but only based on my information. Milius stopped looking around, realizing that perhaps the headmaster knows more than he was letting on. Colum is a mighty warrior, and his judgment has often saved this Valhalla from all kinds of trouble. I'm sure if Aslo is innocent, there'll be nothing to fear. I just wish they would hurry this up so he can go back to work. Theus strode off, his head still slightly bowed as if embarrassed by his answer. Milius stared after him in amazement. He found it beyond belief that the headmaster could shrug off such an indecency. But then, what if Colum is right and Aslo might have some information? He hoped Colum wouldn't push him too far, as the caretaker was but a simple, work-orientated soul, and any wrongdoings would surely be a mistake. Theus was right in being so calm. Minyas thought he should be trusted and the appointed leader of Norheath. He looked up at Jamescus IV, the man who some claimed as a monster and others a hero. Minyas walked further down the corridor and tried to get rid of an ill feeling deep down in his chest, burning at his heart, leaving Jamescus to watch along the dark corridor for the rest of eternity. The sun shone down onto the Valhalla and reflected like a million crystals onto the warm faces of the students. The mood had lightened since the events of the theft, but still the watchful tower kept an eye on its inhabitants. The green hills underneath the huge temple were kneeling and praying to the bright orange sun, bleeding out its colours onto the once blue sky. It was the magic hour, the hour of change. The children flocked out, slowing down to close their eyes and feel the beauty that surrounded them merge with their bodies, breathe with their cue, and exert the feeling that, no matter what might come, they were alive here and now. From the distance came the sound of an enchanting piano. No one knew who was playing, but it was coming from inside of the Valhalla. Then voices began singing in different tones. It was the choir rehearsal, the sounds etched into the ears of the children, and the burning sky lit their souls. Minyas looked at the sun from Serene's empty classroom as it slowly lowered into the depths of the land, and he decided to walk back to the caretaker's room to see if there was anything or anyone there that might help. As he approached the door, it suddenly swung open to reveal Colum standing in its way like a giant human wall. "What's going on? Did you bring him back?" Minyas asked, noticing the snarl appear on Colum's face. "We're finished with him," the dominating figure replied, pushing past with another two knights following him. Their leaving revealed Aslo hiding in the corner of the small room, crying, with his many legs curled up, much like a dead spider would look like. "Wait a second." Minyas rushed back to catch up to Colum. "Get back here." Minyas saw Colum and the two other knights stop in their tracks. Colum stood still. The knights moved in front of their leader and turned to face him. Minyas saw Colum give a slight nod. The two knights walked off and Colum turned around to face him. Minyas could see Colum's single eyes staring deep into his soul, his lip snarling slightly like that of an angry dog. He could hear his warm breath heaving in and out of his huge lungs like a machine. Then suddenly, he walked right up in front of Minyas and stared down at him from his unnatural height. "What the hell are you doing talking to me like that in front of my men?" "By Gaia, this isn't about your ego, Colum. What have you done to Aslo?" Minyas demanded to know. "What had to be done, young knight?" Colum went to walk away, and Minyas grabbed his shoulder. "Don't turn your back on me." Suddenly, Colum whipped around and unexpectedly grabbed Minyas by the neck and pinned him up against the wall. They were practically touching noses, and his face became a blur of a single eye. "You want to push this further, kid? I have fought all my life for this damn Valhalla and what it stands for, and I get kids like you running around thinking they own the place." Minyas tried to struggle out of the grip, but Colum was far too strong. "You would never survive in the Norheath of old. This Valhalla has become full of people like you. You have lost what we once held sacred, and it's only going to be a matter of time until things have to change again, you'll see." Suddenly the rage in Colum subsided and made way for a sudden fear. Minyas recognised that fear. It was a fear of having said too much in anger, something Minyas was familiar with. Colum, not wanting him to see this, stepped back and pointed at him, the large metal blade attached to his wrist, almost poking the young knight in the nose. "You'll see," and walked off. Minyas stared at Colum's back until he was gone and went in to see Aslo, who looked like he had cried himself to sleep. Minyas turned his face round and saw a bruised, battered and bloody Aslo staring back up at him. One of his eyes had swollen up completely. Dry blood caked his entire face. He was missing teeth, and part of his nose had been ripped off. The caretaker suddenly came round and all the pain of his body came flooding back and made him cry again. "Why do they do this?" he asked through a wet, faltering voice. "I don't know," Minyas said. "What did you tell them?"
Just what I told you, friend. Just what I told you. I don't know no more than that. They didn't believe me."
Any energy Aslo had suddenly wore off. Minyas could see that his body was cut and most likely whipped. They had gone to extreme lengths to produce nothing from a simple groundskeeper, Someone who had never done any harm to anyone. Just a lonely old man, quite content with his own little space and privacy to get on with. Minius wrapped him in a blanket. He didn't move him, and decided to get Serene to look after him while he worked further on the battle plans. What was Colm doing? Had he gone mad? Minius thought he certainly looked mad in his frenzy. He did not think Colm's comments about the Valhalla was faithful, as Theus might have thought. He would discuss a plan with Serene. Colm was acting suspiciously, and they needed to make sure he was acting in the best interests of the Valhalla. So they would spy on him. And if he was indeed the mole, well, Minius would have to kill him. If you wish to support the show, you can do so by going to patreon.com/legacyofgaia. If you wish to skip ahead, you can actually buy the book on Amazon right now. You can follow the link in the description. You can follow us on Twitter at Legacy of Gaia or email us at legacyofgaia@gmail.com. If you enjoyed the show, please remember to rate or review us on your podcast platform of choice. Thank you for listening and see you next time.